The Cheater's Game, Glass and Steel, Book 7, written by C.J. Archer, performed by Marion Hussey. Chapter 1. The American Wild West was precisely how I imagined it would be. The hot sun beat down on the dry earth, horses' hooves kicked up dust as cowboys chased off the Indians, and characters I'd only read about in Willie's dime novels whooped and hollered. Willie didn't appear to be enjoying the show as much as me, however. I did my best to ignore her and concentrate on the attack on an emigrant train by Indians and repulse by the cowboys, the fifth act on the programme. "Their hollering really carries," I said. "I can hear them clearly even from here, although we do have good seats." Matt had secured tickets 2 rows from the front in the Grand Arena at the Earl's Court Exhibition Grounds for Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. I'd not been interested in attending at first when I discovered the date, but now I was rather grateful for the distraction. Sheriff Payne's execution was scheduled for today. Watching the cowboys, sharpshooters, Indians, and other performers for a few hours was better than sitting at home watching the clock. Not only would it stop me thinking about our role in ending his life, it would also stop me worrying about Patience's wedding to Lord Cox. Ever since they announced their engagement 2 weeks ago, I'd had a niggling doubt it wouldn't go ahead. My blackmail of Lord Cox had worked very well, and he'd agreed to marry her, thereby freeing Matt from his obligation. Yet I'd expected the Baron to renege every day since. Even now, 2 days after the wedding had hopefully taken place at Ryecroft Hall, my stomach was knotted with anger.